Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding the first chapter of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Ches and Tes, 8 and 9. Mishnah Ches tells us, Ve'ein osin tashitin la'avodah zarah. We may not make ornaments for an idol. Kut la'os, not necklaces, unzamin, or nose rings, ve'tabos, or finger rings. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, bischar mutter. Rabbi Eliezer says that if you're hired to do the job, then it is permitted. Ein mochrin lahem b'mechubar l'karka. We may not sell them something that's attached to the ground. Aval mochr hu mishi yekatzetz. But it may be sold to him once it's been cut off from the ground. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, mochr hu lo amanas l'kotz. Rabbi Yehuda says that we may sell it to the idolater on the condition that he cut it. Ein maskirin lahem batim be'eretz Yisrael. We may not lease the idolater houses in Israel. Ve'ein tzarech lomar sados, and it goes without saying that we can't lease them fields. Ubesuria, and in Syria, which was annexed to Israel, maskirin lahem batim, we may lease them houses, aval lo sados, but not fields. Ubechutz la'aretz, and outside of Israel altogether, mochrin lahem batim umaskirin sados. There, we may sell them houses and lease them fields. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Beretz Yisrael maskirin lahem batim. In Israel we may lease them houses, aval lo sados, but not fields. Ubesuria, and in Syria, again that was annexed to Israel, mochrin batim, we may sell them houses, umaskirin sados, and we may lease them fields. Ubechutz la'aretz mochrin elu ve'elu, and outside of Israel altogether, one may sell them either houses or fields. Let us look in the Barton Uro. Aval mochr hu mishi yekatzetz, but it may be sold to him once it's been cut down. Shlo yehei mochelo hamechuber, ela la'achar shi katzeitz. Meaning he can't sell him the thing that's attached to the ground until after he cuts it. Aval kolz man shehuba mechuber, but the entire time it's still attached to the ground, lo, then he may not. Shenimza nosen lo chaniya bakarka, because then we find that he's giving him camping, settlement in the land. V'hatorah amra lo techanem, lo titen lo chaniya bakarka. So the Torah says lo techanein, which we understand to mean don't give them a place to rest, to camp in the ground. Ein maskirin lahem batin, we may not lease them houses. Gezera mishum mechira, and this is a preventative measure so that we don't come to sell it to him. The isura d'oraisahu, because that would be a violation of a Torah law. Ve'ein tzarech lomar sados, and it goes without saying that we don't lease them fields. The ika tarte, because there's two reasons not to. The Isura Chaniya Bakarka, one is giving them a place to rest in the land. Umafkian min hamaisros, and also it takes that land and it removes it from its obligation of tithes, and that's not a good thing to do. We don't want to cause that to be lessened in the world. Ubasuria, and in Syria, Aramsova Shekivesh David, Ve'enu Kedusha Kikedusha Sa'aretz. So that was land that was annexed by King David, and it doesn't have the sanctity of Israel proper. So there, maskirin lahem batim, we may lease them houses. V'lo gazrina natu mechira, and we don't have a preventative measure to keep us from selling them. The inami asli de mechira lo avar adiraisa, because if they would come and sell the houses, then they would not be violating a Torah prohibition. The kikasiv lo titen lahem chaniya ba'eres Yisrael ksiv, because when it says not to give them a place to camp in the land, that's only talking about Israel. Omihu mechira lechatchila lo bishum mechira de'eretz Yisrael. But optimally, one should not sell them the houses as a fence around selling them in Eretz Yisrael. Aval lo sados, one may not lease them the fields, the ika tarte leisura, because there are, again, those two reasons not to do so. Ubechutz la'aretz, and altogether outside of Israel. The mirchak, the leka l'migzor mechira dehasam atu mechira de'etz Yisrael, because it's so far away that we don't need to make a preventative measure about selling there out of fear for selling in Israel. Mochrin batin maskirin sados. So there, according to the first opinion, one may sell houses and lease fields. Aval mechira de sados lo kivan de ikatarte. But one may not sell the fields because, again, there are two reasons not to do so. But that's only our first opinion. Our second opinion, Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says you can sell both. The halacha Rabbi Yossi, and the halacha does follow Rabbi Yossi that you may sell both houses and fields. Ubilvad shlo yaskir be'eretz Yisrael l'shlosha nachrim biyachad, but you may not lease a field in Israel to three non-Jews together, shlo yaseh shchuna shel nachrim, because we don't want them to make an idolatrous neighborhood. All right, let us now continue in Mishnah Tes. Af b'makom she'amru lahaskir, even in a place where they said that you may lease, lo labeis dira amru, they weren't talking about a residence, b'mnei shehu machnis v'socho avodah zarah, because he's going to bring an idol into the house. Shenamar, and the Torah tells us, lo savito eva el beitecha, you may not bring something abominable into your house. So if you lease your house to an idolater and he brings an idol in, you've got something abominable in your house. U'b'chol makam lo yaskir lo es hamerchatz, and in any place you are, whether it's in Israel, in Syria, in outside of Israel altogether, you may not lease him a bathhouse, b'mneishu nikra al shmo, because a bathhouse is called by the owner's name. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Afim alkom sh'amru lahaskir, even some place where they said you can lease, the Rabbi Meir b'Suria, which according to Rabbi Meir is in Syria, Davka specifically, v'lo be'eretz Yisrael, but not in Israel, or the Rabbi Yossi afilu be'eretz Yisrael, and according to Rabbi Yossi, that's even in Israel. Lo lebeis dira amru, they weren't talking about a residence, el lahachnis sham tevin ve'etz mukiyotze b'zeh, rather it means storehouses, places where they can keep wood and straw and things like that. But you may not lease a bathhouse in any place because it's called by the owner's name. Neshehu Nikris al Shmo, it's called by his name. Bahanachri, Becham Bashabis, Viamru Merchatz Shalploni Yehudi, Rochatzim Babashabis. Because the non-Jew who's leasing it will heat the water on Shabbos, and people will see it and they'll say, oh, this bathhouse that belongs to such and such Jew, they heat the water on Shabbos. V'lo dami l'sada shel Yisrael, she'aris nachri oseh bo malacha b'Shabbos. And it's not like the field of a Jew where a non-Jewish sharecropper might be doing work in the field on Shabbos. The sada l'arisus avida, v'hanachri arisusa d'nafshei ka'avid. Because it's normal to sharecrop a field, and the non-Jewish sharecropper is doing it for his own benefit. Aval merchatz lav l'arisusa ka'avida, v'ein hakol yodim shahi Yisrael haschira l'nachri u'lachein aser. But it's not so normal to lease a bathhouse. So people aren't going to know that the non-Jew is working for himself, and that's why it's not allowed. Ubizman hazeh, but nowadays, which is not nowadays, it was when the Bart Nura was writing this, shederech lahorid aris lemerchatz, l'shana, l'mechsa, l'shlish, l'rvia. In his time, it was common to lease a bathhouse for a year, or 6 months, or 4 months, or 3 months, or whatever the case may be. Kederech shemaridin l'sados, the same way that they would lease fields. Shari lahaskir merchas lenachri, therefore it's permitted in such circumstances to lease the bathhouse to a non-Jew. Va'afapisha hanachri osaba malacha b'Shabbos, even though the non-Jew will be doing labor there on Shabbos. Meidi yadai shaha'akum arisba, varisusa denavshe ka'avid, because in a place where such a thing is common, people will understand that he's leased the place and he's doing the work for his own benefit. Okay, that is the end of Mishnah Tes. Join us tomorrow, and we will begin Perek Beis.